We have nothing, and I don't think we have any need to have it unless you want to.
I'm perfectly willing to understand.
At least I, check with John, I don't, as of this morning, we get, but Roy had to leave early, so we don't really. You had thought maybe it would be a good idea with Schultz gone to do it with just Ash and Earl.
Well, generally speaking, I think the Scott meeting should be without Schultz. Schultz is a treasurer, he's over there anyway, and I don't think he's going to be useful in Scott meetings. I've got so much to talk to him, and I reserve him for that. And I want Schultz to be playing the field, because he tends to, like a sponge, you know, Ash or Earl and yourself, I think should be it. But on this score, and that's just the way it'll be, we don't need to publicize it or anything.
Yeah.
Just around the White House when I call you in. I'm perfectly willing, I don't say if you don't, but I'll work on the radio speaking 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, but.
Let me see if there's any real reason, because you could, the way you're stacked up now, you could sure use the time.
Well, I can get along without it, but I'll have the radio speech or whatever tonight, because it's, question whether a meeting, the second meeting is. we were to have one meeting under a talk in Camp David.
I think
it has a good place to have it. That's a sentimental thing. San Clemente is a sentimental thing because of the house, personal house and so forth.
I don't think you've ever had a reception for any foreign leader at your house before.
No.
You've had somebody come.
We had this Tanaka there, remember, or something.
Yeah, but you had in mind something maybe even a little larger.
I'm putting this on the basis of the... Well, frankly, I thought that he was lucky, might enjoy meeting instead of just the politicians that some of our Hollywood people. He sees the same people all the time. You know, we've got a lot of huge stars out there who'd like to meet the general. But we'd be able to work out something like that on a social thing. But what we want to do is to, I'm clear the whole week so that, of course, you want to visit Chicago, I suppose, or some other place, whatever. But I'm clear the week. So that, because the first priority will be the talks that we have. Now, in order for that to go over, of course, the other thing I should say is this, that I would like, as you know, it is not my custom, except for one visit to the French Embassy, to go to NC because of the demand, but if you would like, I would like very much to have a return dinner at your embassy.
Thank you very much.
We could work out into the schedule, so we'll have two days, and that should be. And I'd like to have it at night. I don't like luncheon, so if you have it at night,
you said it was you, but not me, so you.
So we would. So in other words, we will. From a standpoint of time, we got a bigger view. We have, of course, the state dinner here and return.
You might not be proven on it, but we don't consider the lunchtime as an idiot.
San Clemente will have sort of a reception and then a private dinner at my house. But a reception around the pool and that sort of thing where people can shake hands. I think that's what he would be like. You know, with all of our, you know, Spanish music, and it gets a little feel of our life in this country. And then the other one is to have in Camp David quiet. In other words, just a few of us sitting around. And he gets a chance to have some time by himself. But we'll have a chance for the conference up there too. So that's about the way I see it. Now, to make this thing go, it was of course you and Henry's work that made the other meeting successful. Nobody will ever know how much you worked and all that because people think that, well, we got to the sun, got to know each other as a result of all that. But here we are, we agreed, that isn't the way it worked. We all know that. As a result of the communications that took place over a year, that's how it happened, and that's the way it should. And I know Mr. Brezhnev wants it that way. It's the way we want it. I'm going to turn Henry loose as much as other things will permit, and as much as your schedule will permit, to work on the preliminaries because this meeting must succeed. I don't want anything to happen on this one, which would so that we can succeed, so that we can keep the ball rolling. That's what I have in mind. I've seen the subjects that you have. They're tough for you, tough for us, but we're prepared to talk about all of them because we want a successful meeting. And so if it doesn't succeed, Henry and you get the blame.
Anatole gets the blame.
Yeah. So prepare. That's all I had in mind about it. But
yesterday I received from President Stan communication with she asked me to tell you directly, because obviously I already mentioned to Henry and I write because of all the idea to pass the feelings of Mr. President to you to Henry. So I mentioned, but yesterday, after we discussed with him, already he had some reservations, so he would like to tell you personally, because Henry mentioned that there is a possibility maybe today you drop or I will be here. So in this case, I see a person, so he asked me to tell you the following. First, about the protocol arrangements you made. He refers, it's a very, they deeply appreciate all things you are, that's him from the point of view of receiving him here, and there, in your own private house, in San Clemente. He does understand the unusual things for the president to do, except usually White House, that's all. But that's also, he asked me directly to tell you his appreciation for the really human approach to this meeting, and he really does appreciate it. Second, he would like to mention that protocol, because of course he really at your disposal and how to do, he rather relies on most of your opinion, and he really accepts everything you suggest. He may get some small suggestions in a later stage, but never really work out with the country to you. But basically, he definitely accepts what he proposes, so everything he accepts with his pleasure and criticism. So, this I think is clear right now. He talks with your council. So, it's to the Washington White House, Ken David, meeting the other people. And I think he did a very good question of the travel, which gestures on the second, he asked me to sum up what I already mentioned here as his approach. Here I would like to re-emphasize two points. First, that this particular meeting with you, that he looks at not only fulfillment what we already look forward to last, but rather to open a new line for a further deeper relationship between our two countries. He looks at this in this way, that it really should deepen and broaden our relationship as from a state, people to people, and president and secretary general relationship. So it's not only, it's not to fulfill what was described in the last meeting, but he hopes it's a good thing to look forward to make it much more broad. Second, he thinks that the results will be such that through the natural and logic that it makes sense to do for the President of the United States to come again to the Soviet Union in the next year. And he would like you not to be in Moscow, but travel to my country. To see the people, he knows that you visit already several cities, but he would like to see more. So we could work up some trip which would be worthwhile, and maybe we should really show what kind of relationship we hope by that kind of achievement. In general, he feels that maybe the ideas of you, you mentioned once, that first of all, the second thing should be prepared. Second, that maybe to make it more ever, not to make it once. That's all. So he shares this view, and he will move forward and work in this particular direction. Now, what he thinks? The only thing really is up to now is the result that you mentioned, which really he is understanding. He feels that it should be in a way that this second summit meeting should be equal to that big summit meeting on the results with Moscow. So he feels it this way, you see, that we are now, still there is a difficulty, as you know, which exists in public opinion, and there are some forces who are trying to neutralize the advance, which substantial advance we have made, you know it as well, he does. So he feels that the results of this particular meetings with you, which is well prepared, should be of a magnitude which really will neutralize those who try to stop development, which is definitely positive, and we hope to go on for the years to come. It's not on a temporary basis, but we're looking for really good improvement. So in this sense, he asked me specifically, he understands that I here, but just once again to draw attention to this issue. I already mentioned to you his personal letter, which was correct to have it several times, on issues which are there. First of all, he really hopes that you will pay your personal attention to the issue raised about the issue of preventing nuclear confrontation with Iran, non-use of he considers this is an issue which is really worthwhile to discuss and to settle. It will have tremendous impact on our public opinion, and he hopes on yours, but also on ours. As a short, two leaders of two great countries, three come to agreement. We understand each other more psychological, maybe to some extent. After all, there is not such a great thing in this particular treaty or agreement. It's a matter of headline, it's another But this question of after so many years of confrontation with two big powers of the world, there was a little state which showed his two countries do not attend to friendly mutual confrontation. He feels, and my all my nations, he feels that real such a feeling in my own country as he, yes, in your country and all over the world. This feeling would make it worthwhile. Many other documents or statements or other things which was done. Well, nothing which was after the Second World War in our relationship, which is all. Well, of course, the other questions, you know, this particular he asked me, the racist question, of course, he expected to discuss with you in the list, and he asked me if you care to make some comments on the first issue or the second, but in a very brief term, I understand this and your experience, if you want on these two issues. And then, of course, Soviet American relations, the economic things, which is something that should be discussed with you. But if you prepare 2 minutes, your own, you just on what is on use or interpretation of this list and our bilateral responsibility, I think economic because others need to spend on that. You'll appreciate it.
Well, let me begin by saying, as far as the bilateral relations in the economic and other areas, the non-security areas, I believe we should be able to make some significant strides. I told Schultz to go over and explore in a very forthcoming way these problems, and that's everything. So we're laying the foundation for that. That's the start with the easiest one first.
Yeah.
Second, with regard to SALT, you know that's a tough one because that involves our security and yours.
Yes.
And we had our meeting this morning on it, our National Security Council. But I am determined that we should have a SALT agreement. I think this morning one of our people said it would take 3 to 5 years. So I expect you and Henry to work something out so it takes 3 to 5 months. Third, the Mideast, as you know, we have been talking to all parties.
Yes.
Just as you have been talking to all parties. With regard to the Mideast, we will continue. That is the one subject, the one major subject that Henry will have to continue to work on at a time that he's working with you on the summit, and he will. And on that, I can't say that we got a solution. We haven't. I do say that it is a very high priority to us, very high priority. And we are now able to devote more attention to it than we have previously. And we are having very forthcoming talks by all sides. By forthcoming, I don't mean that there's much give, but at least we at least up to this point, based on our 3 conversations, believe that it's worth continuing the talks. We would hope to have some of that in a position whereby when we come to the summit, we would have something positive, something positive. But if you remember last time, we wanted something positive, we didn't get it.
Yeah.
We just weren't ready. But I'm not trying to pull your leg or anything. I just say we're working on it. It's very difficult. One of my goals, I've told Henry, is to try to have something. The nuclear thing is extremely difficult. No, not between the two of us, but from the standpoint of our allies, for example, and Europe and so forth. On that, we naturally have to do some very private thinking and consultation, which we are going to have already begun to do. Here that what we have to find is that you put your finger on it's psychological more than it is substantive. It really is. After all, you remember the Kellogg-Briand Pact back in the 20s?
Yes,
there was going to be no war anymore. Well, it was very good psychology, but not didn't have much support. This is more than that because this involves the two superpowers and involves also weapons, and I understand that. And I understand the sentiments that motivate Mr. Brezhnev and I share some of those sentiments. But what we have to do is to find a formula. We've got to find the language. And if you could be helpful with Henry in working on the language,
I told him, Mr. President, that you were considering a new approach which we were working on.
That's right.
And that we spent some time on the one I discussed with you on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I meant this is the first
of this week. Yeah, the first of this week, and that we will try to have in final shape to give to Anatole Tuesday or Wednesday next week.
Right. Well, you will submit that language to the league.
That's right. Well, along the lines that you and I discussed.
And what we will do then is to give you some words. Now, and you take that and you say no, of course, as you usually do. You always speak.
I always agree with you. The trouble within Moscow.
I defined it to Anatole in along the lines of your statement the other day. They want a binding obligation, which is tough for us. We have put it in a more general way, which they feel is too vague. So we have to find some language that indicates that we, as the two superpowers in the nuclear field, have a special responsibility to preserve the nuclear peace, which goes beyond what we have discussed.
Let's put it this way, rather than you have to have in mind that you don't know whether it lasts forever. But the binding part, we have to realize it's going to depend to a great extent on the will of each party, Brezhnev and Nixon, to keep it in. And that is against its budget.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's the important ingredient.
Exactly.
So if you give a little on the language, let me say that when he's here, we can have a good, frank talk, and I think that's the... And I'll be very reasonable.
Yeah, but to have a taste before.
No, well, the language has got to be worked out.
Yes,
but I
may work out.
He'll give you some language on Tuesday. You take it.
Yes, we're done.
And we'll come back for
you. Yes, back to the order.
But I would like to see us get some language on this.
Yeah.
But let's keep it just entre nous, because all hell breaks loose.
Oh, it's taking a bit of it.
One of the few people we can talk to is Mr. Green, and he doesn't talk.
You cited a parenthetical article that you see.
Yeah.
I think you don't have any newer methods now.
So what you
think everything secret?
Oh, we don't keep a secret at all.
I'm all for it. But on the balance of his travel in this country, getting back to this, but I don't approve the final plan. Look at the final plan. They make a recommendation, and you suggest whatever you travel a lot, it's going to keep back to see. But the door is open.
Anything
he wants.
Yes.
So
thank you very much for
the session. Good to see you. We'll see you next time. I've already started to pick the people to come to the dinner because everybody wants to come. You know, that's the dinner of the 5 years, the 5 years. So I'm really rewarding them, I say.
I told you we would look the whole
difficult. Not all the reasons. That'll be the best audience you'll ever have.
Absolutely.
Anyway, the most important one. Oh, I would like to do this. It would be very helpful. This sounds small. But everything I'm not working with the guest list, except for just a few at the top. If you could invite guests to your thing, then we don't invite to ours. In other words,
you know what I mean? I'm speaking now of the 9,000 guests.
Because you see, everybody wants to see Russia. So if you could sort of go down, and then rather than just having the same people, that's a great. And that way,